back at it.
You know, like I said, this time on my podcast, we're talking about, you know, the things that interest us, things that matter, you know, to me, things, you know, things of that nature. But, you know, today is, I don't know, should I even focus on a date? Well, it's Wednesday. It's about, you know, 10, after 10 right now. And actually, I'm at work. I'm at work recording, and this is the type of work that I do, where it's like I'm riding the bus up and down, you know, so it's like I have time where I haven't take off yet, so I'm just sitting here, you know, composing something, you know? So, well, let's talk about retro. No, retro is cool. I like retro. But for the most part, I kind of feel like if I had something already, yeah, I don't want to do that same thing again. You know, I want moving on to the next thing. So it's like, well, give people that never had a chance to do so, you know, a chance to do it now. You know? Yeah, but it's crazy though, man. It's like living in rural America. Ooh. I live in a weird town where the town that I guess they call it, it's like a refugee sanctuary. You know, it's like there's a lot of refugees from different, like a lot of refugees from African countries, you know, and yeah, there's some European countries, some Middle Eastern countries over here as well, you know, a couple from the Caribbean, mainly Haiti, I would say. Yeah, it's a refugee sanctuary, you know, so it's like the states need people to work, so it's like they have to bring people in. As racist these people may be, they think talking a dumb talk, you know, they don't want no one else who don't resemble them, you know, living in their state or being their neighbors. But the truth of the matter is there's a lot of work that that needs to be done that they're not willing to do. So somebody has to do it. Yeah, that's where we are with it, you know. Where in a state like this, me being I learned this low life thing in Brooklyn. You know, I've been a low life ever since '92. You know, I've been putting it down as a low life. You know, places that I've gone to, jokers like, yo, all you wear is that polo stuff. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's the low life shit. You know, so it's like, you know, I'm going around spreading the word, letting people know what it is and things like that. So it's like the thing is when they see me in a state like this, like, you know, in a state full of refugees, they tend to think that, I don't know, I'm some just come, you know, who's imitating, you know, that I guess the American way. And I'm looking at them like, she must be stupid. Because truth of the matter is, I'd be wanting to tell them, like, when you look in your TV screen, I don't look like none of those fools. I don't dress like none of them. You feel me? So, yes, that's why I met with it, you know? So it's like, I guess living in a state like this has its good and its bad. So there's a lot more to speak on, but, you know, I'll touch up on the rest some other time.